felt its worth. The smell of home, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks the new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, Christ was born.
This is The Fringe on KRVS Christmas Edition. I'm James Vanway. Hope you're enjoying this evening and your holiday weekend. In a bit, from right here in Lafayette, Louisiana, we're going to hear some Rex Morrow. Enjoy.
tells me it's Christmas time, and the bums, they tell me to. My skin tells me it's cold and dry, and your eyes, they seem too blue.
Bye. smile. I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Just last year, when I was only 7, now I'm almost 8, as you can see. You came home a quarter past 11 and fell down underneath our Christmas tree. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Mama smiled, looked outside the window. She told me, son, you better go upstairs. Then you laugh and holler, Merry Christmas. I turned around and saw my mama's tears. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. I don't want to see my mama cry. No, I don't want to see my mama cry.
Should I play ball with the dogs or walk away? Should I play ball with the dogs or walk away? Should I take your hand, walk across the sand? Time is the enemy. Time is the guide. Enemy behind enemy lines. We need an enemy. I'm saving all my rage for you. We need an enemy. I'm saving all my rage. It's Christmas time in the mountains. Everything is white tonight.
I've been stuck behind these old black bars for as long as I can remember. But I'll be busting out later this fall, or maybe late in December. I stole a gun from the bumbling deputy. Now all I want is to be free and have gold and diamonds. Give me all your gold and diamonds, baby. This year's not a stick up, it's Christmas. I found found my way to a Christmas gala ball, and I busted in through the wall. They started screaming at the top of their lungs, but I just started firing my guns. I said, pipe down, where's your Christmas spirit? I've been a real good boy all year. Gold and diamonds, give me all your gold and diamonds, baby. This here's not a stick up, it's Christmas. Remember them Christmas songs that my mama used to sing me, but I ain't mama's little boy no more, and if they find him, they're gonna hang me. But if they take me, mama, don't cry, just go and find the treasure buried underneath the sign that says gold and diamonds. Here's all the gold and diamonds I stole. If you want them, have them for Christmas.
There was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then we sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. God, years for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunk men were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. Kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Fairy Tale of New York. The older I get, the more I think that that might be one of the best songs ever written, regardless of season. That is the Pogues. You're listening to The Fringe on KRVS 88.7 in Lafayette and Lake Charles. This is our Christmas show. Hope you're having a wonderful Friday evening in preparation for your holiday. We're going to hear a little story now featuring Batman at Christmas time.
Christmas Eve in Gotham City. Is it our imagination, or is the city more peaceful than usual? Has the magic of Christmas silenced the screaming sirens, the whine of bullets, the thousand frightening voices of terror in the city at night? We find Batman and Robin wondering about the same thing as we join them.
You know, Robin, it's been a pleasure just relaxing at home for a change.
Yeah, no special calls for help from the police or anybody. And I kind of like it for a change, too.
The only thing on our schedule for tonight is the Christmas party at the Southside Mission down on Skid Row. And come to think of it, we better get going.
Okay.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello. Is this Batman?
Yes.
I have a singing telegram for you.
How nice. Sing away.
I wish you a deadly Christmas. I wish you a deadly Christmas. I wish you a deadly Christmas and no more New Year's.
Who is this?
I can assure you, friend, if you go out tonight, you won't live long enough to find out.
What was that all about?
No, nothing, just some creep crawling under the woodwork. Come on, let's get to the party. I don't want to be late.
And as they make their way through the shadowy streets of the city...
Don't turn around, Robin, but I think someone's following us.
How do we handle it?
When we reach the corner just ahead, slip around fast and we'll grab him when he comes by. Ready? Now.
He's coming closer. Okay. Now. Gotcha!
Oh, I'm so sorry, madam. I thought...
How dare you! I'm going to call the police! Help! Help!
She's too hysterical to listen to explanations.
We better get out of here fast.
Are you sure someone was following us?
Well, I thought... If I wasn't sure then, I am now. Over here, quick. In this doorway.
Did you see where the shots came from?
Right across the street. We're trapped.
Hey, Batman! Why don't you just walk out nice and easy like when your little friend and get this over with? Decked them all with an M3 volley. Fa-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Tis the reason I'm so jolly. Fa-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Now I know who that is. It's Rudy Snow, alias Rudolph the Red-Nosed Hitman. Hey, Rudy.
Oh, you remember me, eh?
How about a deal, Rudy? You let us go and I'll let you go.
Let me go? Very funny, but you're just wasting time, Batman.
What do we do? Your bluff didn't work.
It was no bluff. Watch this.
The Batarang, of course. It can go around corners. Works like a boomerang.
Here she goes.
Oof! Bullseye!
There you are, Captain.
It's Rudolph, the red-nosed hitman. Must be wanted in a dozen states.
And you got him. See you later.
Hey, wait a minute. Any other charges besides assault with intent to murder and illegal possession of a deadly weapon?
Yes. Charge him with disturbing the peace on Christmas Eve.
Don't you think it would be better to go the rest of the way by Batmobile?
Oh, I don't think so. With Rudy in jail, we shouldn't have any more trouble. And it's such a nice, clear night for walking.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Da-da-da-da-dee-doo, da-da-da-da.
Look at that crazy driver. He must be drunk, heading right at us. And his light shining right in our eyes.
Quick, use the bat ropes.
Flinging their ropes so that they catch onto a ledge two stories up on the building behind them, the two clamber up out of harm's way as the killer car, driving right up on the sidewalk, goes out of control.
Phew, what a mess. Do you recognize either of those two characters?
Do I ever? This one, the driver, is Maxie the Minstrel Man, bouncer at a sleazy go-go joint downtown.
What a name.
Fancied himself a song and dance man, but soon discovered his only talent was beating up helpless drunks.
Any other one? Look, he's dressed in a Santa Claus suit.
It's Sammy, the Southside Santa. For years, he's been a fixture in the Christmas scene down there. I don't get it. He's been involved in petty larceny, but never anything like this.
Look, he's still alive, trying to say something.
You're right. Sammy, it's me, Batman. Can I do anything for you?
No, no. Just listen. Just listen. I didn't want to be in on this. He made me.
Who, Sammy? Who made you?
I could never kill.
He's gone. Poor Sammy. Really as gentle a man as you'd ever meet.
Well, one thing is for sure. Someone is out to get us.
And whoever it is knew exactly when we went out tonight and where we were going.
Someone at the Southside Mission?
Yeah, the Southside Mission. After we call the police to clean up here, we're going to take a good look at that place. Seems to me there's more going on down there than a Christmas party for the down and out.
In the Southside Mission, run and financed almost exclusively through the efforts of Dr. Jonathan Carroll, 100 of the less fortunate of Gotham City are enjoying a delicious turkey dinner with all the trimmings.
God bless old Dr. John. This is the first good meal I've had in a month.
I don't know what we'd do down here without him.
When I broke me arm a month ago, he fixed it up and wouldn't charge me a cent.
Look, he's getting up on the stage. He's going to speak. Hooray for Dr. John. Yay, hooray. Oh.
Thank you, friend. I hope you're enjoying the meal. And don't be afraid to ask for second. Now, don't worry. I'm not going to bore you with any speeches. I wish we could have had some musical entertainment tonight. But instead... Batman and Robin, just in time. Come in, come in.
That's Dr. Carroll. He runs the place, and he's the one who invited us down here.
You think he may be the one that...
Awfully hard to believe, but let's play it straight. Well, Dr. John, nice to see you, and nice to be here. Quite an affair you've put together here.
Oh, I had lots of help from my friends out there, like Helen and William and Mrs. McCready there at the front table. Hi, Mrs. Mack. And especially Rodney Do-Good.
Rodney Do-Good?
Yes, Rodney's a regular here and practically my right-hand man. He's right over... Oh, not there. Must have stepped out for a minute. He'll probably be right back.
But Rodney Do-Good at that moment is up to no good. In his room in a dingy lodging house right across the street from the mission, we see a very different man from the gentle derelict befriended by Dr. John.
Everything I tried failed. My warning not to go out didn't frighten him away. Two attempts to eliminate him were bungled. This time we will not fail. You got it straight now. When you hear the singing, that's when you make your entrance.
Only one thing, boss. If you goes back in there, ain't Batman gonna recognize you and blow the whole thing?
Don't worry. I doubt if even the brilliant Batman will be able to tell that Dr. John's most successful example of rehabilitation, Rodney Do-Good, and escaped convict Rodney Crawfield are one and the same person.
Meanwhile, back at the mission...
My friend, I'm sure you all know Batman and his young friend Robin. Batman, won't you say a few words?
Okay, but just as few as I possibly can. I am delighted to be here and see all of you. And I promise you and Dr. John, I'll always be a friend of the Southside Mission. Thank you.
Oh, Rodney, there you are. Come up and meet Batman.
It's an honor to shake your hand, sir.
Glad to meet you, Rodney. Dr. John's told me a lot about you.
Thank you. Can I get you something from the kitchen? Some cake, perhaps some coffee?
Sounds good to me. Something strangely familiar about this guy.
And Dr. John, why not start the carol singing? I think you'll enjoy it, Batman. Somehow it seems to take on a special meaning down here. I'll be right back.
Good idea. See what I mean, Batman? He's such a good man.
Yeah, I guess so.
What did Rodney mean by special meaning, I wonder?
How about it, everybody? Feel like singing?
Yes!
Let's go!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Very good. Now, how about
Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm, all is bright, round yon Virgin Mother and Child. Holy Infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace.
Yeah, sleep in heavenly peace, Batman.
Of the super athlete that he is, Batman leaps to a chandelier hanging from the ceiling above the tables and swings like a trapeze artist the whole length of the hall, landing on top of a very surprised would-be assassin.
That makes three down tonight.
Good going, Batman.
Beside himself in rage, an infuriated Roger Crothfield witnesses the failure of his third attempt on the life of Batman.
Fools! Incompetent fools, all of them! I should have known. If you want a job done right, do it yourself.
Throwing all caution to the winds, he grabs a rifle hidden in the kitchen, rushes to the stage, and aims at Batman, who is so busily engaged in tying up a dazed and befuddled Fingers that he doesn't see the rifle aimed at his back.
Your luck has run out this time, Batman!
Rodney, no!
Just as Rodney pulls the trigger, Dr. John pushes the rifle barrel up, and the shot goes harmlessly into the ceiling.
You old fool! I should have got rid of you a long time ago. See how you like this rifle barrel over your head.
Oh!
And now I'm getting out of this crummy joint once and for all.
Running out the back door, he races up the fire escape to the roof with Batman close on his heels.
You might as well give up, Rodney. I remember you now, and I'll put you behind bars again, just the way I did 6 years ago.
Oh, no, you won't, Bert Brain.
Now, missed again, Rodney. Ready or not, here I come.
And then begins a wild chase across the rooftops of Gotham City. The frenzied efforts of the criminal to escape, making him an even match for the super smooth running machine we know as Batman.
Maybe you can hitch a ride with Santa Claus, Rodney. He'll be coming any minute now.
This'll shut you up, smart mouth.
You're running out of bullets, Rodney, and looks like you're running out of space, too. Look ahead.
To his horror, Rodney sees that the rooftop of the next building is over 30 feet away.
Give it up, Rodney. I've got you trapped.
Oh, no, you haven't.
And Rodney races forward in a desperate leap for freedom.
Rodney! Don't!
It is an hour later at the mission. The police and all the guests have gone.
How do you feel now, Dr. John?
Fortunately, it was a glancing blow, so I'll be all right. But the shock of learning about Rodney.
Yeah, imagine using the mission as a recruiting center and headquarters for his gang of crooks.
That's why he didn't want me to reach here alive. And he would have succeeded if it hadn't been for you, Dr. John.
And if it hadn't been for you and Robin, who knows what would have happened to me in the Southside mission? How can I ever...
Listen, the bells.
Midnight, it's Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Batman. Robin?
And Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Dr. John.
Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Who's, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a holly who wreath. And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled for the sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming. I must find some way to keep Christmas from coming. Tomorrow, I know, all those who girls and boys will wake bright and early. They'll rush for their toys and then, oh, the noise, oh, the noise, 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 noise. There's one thing I hate, oh, the noise, noise. And they'll shrieks, squeaks, and squeals racing round on their wheels. They'll dance with jing-tinglers tied onto their heels. They'll blow their flu-flubers, they'll bang their tartinkers. They'll blow their hoo-hoobers, they'll bang their gartinkers. They'll slam their sluice slumpers. They'll beat their blum bloopers. They'll whang their hookers. They play noisy games like Zuzita Kaze, a roller skate type of lacrosse and croquet. And then they'll make ear-splitting noises to looks on their great big electro-hoo-cardio schnooks. Then the hoos, young and old, will sit down to a feast. And they'll feast, and they'll feast. And they'll feast, 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 feast. They'll feast on hoo pudding and rare hoo roast beast. Raw roast beast is a feast I can't stand in the least. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, stand close together. With Christmas bells ringing, they'll stand hand in hand, and those who's will start singing.
Thank you, folks. Hey, are all you elves and reindeers having a good time tonight?
Yeah.
Well, good, because right now I'd like to bring out our own furry funny man. Ladies and gentlemen, put your paws and hands together in a big North Pole welcome for Fozzie Bear!
Yay! Thank you, sir, man. Thank you, and thank you. Fozzie Bear's my name, and comedy's my game. I'm happy to be here tonight at the North Pole Comedy Club. I'll sing a song for you. We'll have a laugh or two. It's Christmas time and we're feeling fine at the North Pole Comedy Club. Hey, how's everybody doing out there tonight? So why does Santa take presents to all the children of the world? Because the presents won't take themselves. No, no, please don't leave. I just got started. Say, do you know where Santa stays when he's out on the road? At a ho, ho, ho hotel. Wait a minute, you're going to love this one. What do you get if Santa comes down the chimney while the fire is still burning?
What?
Crisp Kringles. Waka waka.
I've got a better question. When does it end?
Fozzie Bear's my name, and comedy's my game. I'm happy to be here tonight at the North Pole Comedy Club. I'll sing a song for you. We'll have a laugh or two. It's Christmas time and we're feeling fine at the North Pole Comedy Club. Okay, let's see. Where was that? Yeah, the elves. Do you know how elves say hello to each other? Small world, isn't it? Did you guys hear about the elf who put his bed into the fireplace? He wanted to sleep like a log.
take to change a light bulb? 10, 1 to change the light bulb, and 9 to stand on each other's shoulders. You don't like my jokes. Make sure you never tell the other folks, please. Fozzie Bear's my name. Comedy's my game. I'm happy to be here tonight at the North Pole Comedy Club. I'll sing a song for you. We'll have a laugh or two. It's Christmas time and we're feeling fine at the North Pole Comedy Club. Hey, and what's the story with those reindeer? I mean, why do they always wear fur coats? They look silly in snowsuits. Waka, waka. Say, when should you give reindeer milk to a baby? When it's a baby reindeer. Ah, no, don't turn on me now, folks. Does anyone know what you call a reindeer wearing earmuffs? Anything you want, because he can't hear you.
Santa, I heard you just got in from San Jose. Got a little trouble out that way. But I got a song that'll pick up your spirits the most. It goes kind of like this. Christmas at Kmart, all over the store.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
People are buying just a little bit more.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
So if you're still shopping with money to spend,
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
How about this album by Root Boy Slim?
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
The mood ring counter is all aglow.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
When Root Boy starts, here's a Christmas show. Grab and go.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Shoplifters' bags on overflow.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Santa got a dose in San Jose.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Come to the Kmart, wants love to stay. Must have died and gone to heaven.
Christmas at Kmart.
Cause hell is Christmas at the 7-Eleven. So you got to split now, Santa. Hope you find a nice girl at the Kmart. Get your things straightened out. You want an autograph album, Santa? Here you go. It's Root Boy Slim album. There you go. See you, Santa, next year.
Hope you've enjoyed the Christmas edition of Out on the Fringe on KRVS 88.7 in Lafayette and Lake Charles. The Fringe is produced in Cypress Lake Studios in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, which joins you in support of public radio for Acadiana. Please go to our website, krvs.org, and pledge your support. Have a Merry Christmas, and I'll see you next Friday. Safe and happy holidays. Here's Vince Guaraldi.